cheery welcome aboard as we sail along with a few moments of melody. Some years ago in England, a missionary leader proposed to his mission plans that he had spent many, many hours of earnest prayer and thoughtful study. Action by the committee would set machinery to work that would ultimately bring thousands of people under the hearing of the gospel. He proposed, with enthusiasm, details of a plan that would cost roughly £1,000, or around $5,000 at that time. The committee listened in complete silence. This was quite a plan, but £1,000, that was a lot of money. A member coughed and slowly rose to his feet. "Gentlemen, the thought is good, very good. The plan undoubtedly sounds workable. But where in the world does our brother expect to find £1,000? It can't be done." 2 months later, the man that opposed died and left an estate valued at around £89,000. On the other side of the card, "Joe, if you had 100 cows, would you give 50 to the Lord?" "Why, yes." "If you had 100 sheep, would you give 50 sheep to the Lord?" "Sure." "If you had 100 pigs, would you give 50 pigs to the Lord?" "Of course." "Well, what if you had 2 pigs? Would you give 1 pig to the Lord?" "Well, that's not fair. You know I have 2 pigs.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches.
Peter chapter 4, "The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore be earnest, thoughtful men of prayer. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love makes up for many of your faults. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay for the night. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other, passing on to others God's many kinds of blessings. Are you called to preach? Then preach as though God Himself were speaking through you. Are you called to help others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies, so that God will be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him be glory and power forever and ever." Now is the time for action. It is now that we can speak a word for the Lord. It's now that we can use our money for God. It's now that we can help someone to trust the Savior. Tomorrow may be too late.